On this side of the record, we are going to practice the drills you have just learned. But before doing so, I would like to point out to you that you use exactly the same drill to housebreak the larger dog to go outside. Bad dog, then lead him to your terrace, the street, your backyard, etc. And stay with him until he has relieved himself. Soon he will catch on and ask to be let out. Now, you remember there are three commands. One, bad dog. Two, on the paper. Three, good Sheba. Let's start with the first, bad dog. Your mood is cross, very angry. Yes, I know it's awfully difficult to be this way with an adorable little puppy, but you must. He has to be disciplined, because in the long run, he will be happier, and believe me, so will you. Now, in an angry tone and with equal emphasis on each word, listen first. Bad dog. Bad dog. Bad dog. Now, let's do the drill together. Bad dog. Bad dog. Bad dog. Right? Good. The second drill, on the paper. This time, your mood is stern. Let's say gentle firmness. Not cross, though. After all, you don't want your dog to fear his own. Once again, with equal emphasis on each word, and you remember, in this drill, you jab with your finger the paper he is sitting on. Listen first. On the paper. On the paper. On the paper. Now let's do it together. On the paper. On the paper. Right? And please try to resist all temptation to hug and kiss your puppy immediately after this drill. He or she must be made to feel that it has been very, very bad. Just remain somewhat aloof for a short while. Now, third and last, good Sheba. And for this drill, you will use your puppy's name. Here is when your mood and tone is that of love, appreciation and pride. Now listen well. Good Sheba. Good Sheba. You say it with me now, using the name of your puppy. Good Sheba. Good Sheba. Did you notice how I emphasized each word? This is so very important. I can't stress it enough. Bad dog, very, very angry. On the paper, gentle firmness. Good Sheba, love, appreciation, and pride. Okay? Understand? Fine. Please practice these paper training drills faithfully, because once you have trained your puppy to know your voice and do what it says, every command and drill after that will be easy for him and for you too. The first 6 months of your puppy's life is when he or she learns what, and mostly, what not to do. One thing more, though. Chances are you will find the female easier to train. A couple of days should do it. The male, however, will take a little longer. Nevertheless, a week of solid drilling will have the little chap where you want him, on the paper. Now, when he starts the leg-lifting habit, I suggest the following. Buy a cat post, or make one, and wrap some newspaper around the post and the base. Then place it on his zone. I know you are going to have great fun training your puppy, and I know you're going to be delighted in the results. If you never forget, love, patience, gentle firmness, and praise you just can't miss. But now, let's get cracking. After all, a moment lost in drilling is a moment more of mopping up. Right? Right. And jolly good luck to both of you.